From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting more aftershocks from Britain's decision to leave the European Union. This week we'll see much shuttle diplomacy as officials work to contain the Brexit fallout. On Tuesday, Prime Minister David Cameron of Britain will travel to Brussels, where the EU's other 27 member states will be meeting for the first time without Britain. The surprise vote has plunged Britain into political turmoil, with the leadership of both the Conservative and Labour parties in doubt. The First Minister of Scotland is still broaching the possibility of a new referendum on her nation leaving the United Kingdom. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, already in Europe, added previously unannounced stops in London and Brussels to his trip at the last minute.
The most important thing is that all of us as leaders work together to provide as much continuity, as much stability, as much certainty as possible.
Kerry plans to meet with Britain's Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond and other officials. A senior Iraqi official says his government's forces have taken the city of Fallujah from Islamic State fighters following a month-long military offensive. Lieutenant General Abdul Wahab al-Sa'adi says Iraqi forces have taken control of the Julan neighborhood, the last area of the city still held by IS. Spaniards voted Sunday in a repeat election, hoping to break a political deadlock that began in December following the last election. The vote at that time gave no party enough support to form a government of its own. Political leaders were unable to form a ruling coalition. The results of today's election indicate a stronger showing for the Conservative People's Party, but still no one getting enough votes for a majority. This is VOA News.